either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما محمد إلا رسول صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hidayat, guidance. There are so many people today, millions and billions of people, who have no sense of direction, no vision in life. And they just go with the flow. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us. Allah has given us the tawfiq that we come to the masjid to perform salah. Allah gave us the hidayat that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This understanding that you can only worship one Allah, this in itself is a great ni'mah. That is why it is mentioned that إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, that shirk is the highest form of oppression, zulm. That a person turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will focus his attention to something else. So this hidayat is not because we have got qualifications, that we have got a good business, that we have got a lot of money in the bank, that I am a doctor, a solicitor, a great Maulana, a mufti, subhanallah, a pharmacist, an accountant, or whatever. This hidayat is given to you as the fadl of Allah, a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you to understand what is right and what is wrong, for a person to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for a person to be connected to Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That hidayat is actually sourced through the zaat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the form of understanding the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also a great ni'mah for a person to recognize that this is what I have to do and this is the right path. Why? Because it's the sunnah of Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't realize this, but in sunnah, there is also a physical benefit to a person, not just a spiritual benefit, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate his position. Subhanallah. So for an example, if a person is growing a beard, mashallah, not only does he look very handsome and very, very good, because now he has the tashbih with the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, he is imitating the messengers. But there is also the physical side of it, that there is great mercy and benefit and there is a cure and healing for him also in the fact that you have a beard. Because a Nabi would only do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to do. and that which would benefit humanity in general. That is why there are certain food that are halal and certain foods that are haram. You can't eat this because it's of no benefit to you, otherwise it will be harmful to you. So this hidayat also is a great ni'mah. Hajj to, mashallah, you know, there's, I saw one or two people and I was about to do salam to them, but they said, no, we are not Muslims. So up to a fashion ho gayi hai ke gore log bhi itni badi dari rakhte kitni, even the white community, and they have a, mashallah, very long beard. And sometimes you picture them to be maybe reverts in Islam or something, but they are not reverts. But they have a very long beard, whatever. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so in sunnah, there is great ni'mah. And there is great reward also. In the time of fitna, there is one narration. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with his companions. And he said to his companions, at the time of fitna, at the time of fitna. And what is fitna? At the time of intense test, intense level of trials and tribulations, that very intense test that Allah takes of people generally and collectively because of the fitna that opens up. At that time, any individual who will hold on to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said something amazing. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of 50 individuals of my ummah and all of their good deeds in their lifetime. All of their good deeds in their lifetime. So for an example, a man has been given a life times 50. How many? Times 50. 50 individuals, if you count 50 people and the life Allah has allocated for them, maybe for some 80 years, 70 years, 60 years. And all of the a'mal they have done, all 50 of them, all 50 pious people, all of the a'mal are transferred to you when a person is upholding the sunnah at the time of fitna. And so Sahaba-e-Kiram Ajma'in, they said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you talk about 50 people, can you verify the 50? Are these 50 from your sahaba, from your companions, or from the batch that will come later on in your ummah? From the batch that will come after your demise, after your departure. Look at the rahmat and the shafqat and the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that gathering, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of this, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was sitting, Hazrat Umar Farooq was sitting. And he said, the 50 are from my sahaba. The 50 are from my sahaba. Now imagine, we are now living in that age of fitna. And if somebody is deciding, no, mashallah, I will try my best to uphold the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything, then he may not even realize the good actions of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq could be transferred to his Nama-i-Amal. The a'mal of Hazrat Umar Farooq could be transferred to him. The a'mal of Hazrat Uthman could be transferred to him. Subhanallah. That is why Hazrat Umar Farooq was saying to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, I am prepared to give you all of my deeds, my a'mal. O Abu Bakr, give me from your life one day and one night. What did he say? From your life, the pages of your life, give me two pages. One night and one day. 24 hours bas. Give me one day and one night. The night when you accompanied Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam in the cave. Subhanallah. And of course, your hijrah with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Give me that. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving this to the ummah. Subhanallah. How easy it is, my respected brothers. So alhamdulillah, we must always make an intention that inshaAllah ta'ala we will make amal on the sunnah. And making amal on the sunnah, what does it mean? How many people are sitting here and they entered the masjid, the house of Allah, with the intention to perform Isha Salah? And how many read the dua for entering the masjid? That is sunnah. If you haven't, or if you forgot, then this is wrong. Then there is something wrong. Hamari gari mein, if there's even a noise that you hear, which is not quite normal, you will phone the mechanic. You know what, I think I hear some sound in the car. For dunya, for this world, we are so meticulous. We want everything perfect. And for those people, alhamdulillah, who remembered, no, the dua is, there are so many duas. The one dua is, Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmatik. It's in fact even written. The dua is also written downstairs for the facility of the musallis. All they have to do is just look on top, bas. Zara upar nigaah kar le. Dekh le bas. If you have, very good. Alhamdulillah. After eating food, did you read the dua? Alhamdulillah, الذي أطعمنا وسقانا وجعلنا. Any dua. Alhamdulillah, الذي أطعمنا هذا الطعام ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا. Any dua that you know. Subhanallah. How to put on your shoes when you exit the masjid, when you came out with the intention to come to the house of Allah, did you read the dua? One small dua. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. Bas. You are now in the aman and the protection of Allah. So these are things which will matter. Which will matter, and we may not realize now, but certainly in the hereafter. All of these things, we are to score points. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And we will only have the love for the sunnah when we have the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, Liverpool supporters. How many people support Liverpool? Can you raise your hands? Oh, Rais ka ladka. Abba ki tarah. MashaAllah, Rais is looking down. Are you supporting Liverpool? Okay. Ji, koi baat nahi, koi baat nahi. Ladka hai, let him enjoy. Yes. But what I'm saying, people today know Mo Saleh. What do they know? Mo Saleh. Never mind Mo Saleh. That is a different topic. What I am saying is sometimes when we feel we are connected to something of this world, we give it our full support. What do? We give it our full support. What I am saying with this example, don't get me wrong. Our full support should be, I'm not saying don't enjoy dunya. No, I'm not saying that. Enjoy dunya at the right level, play football, go out, whatever you want to do. But, subhanallah al-azim, how much love is there of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much love is there for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is something very important. By the day we need to increase this. By the day. This name Muhammad is so important, my brothers. Like how the name Allah is a lifeline. Without Allah there is nothing. Believe me, the name of Muhammad is as important. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. this connection with this name Muhammad. Ibrahim is a very beautiful name, alayhi salatu wassalam. Yusuf is a very beautiful name, alayhi salatu wassalam. Talking about Yusuf alayhi salam. Musa is a very beautiful name. Harun is a very beautiful name. Dawood is a very beautiful name, name of a Nabi. Zakaria, a very beautiful name. Saleh, very beautiful name. Nuh, very beautiful name. Adam, very good name, very beautiful name. Subhanallah. Isa, a very beautiful name. Ayyub, very beautiful name. Shu'ab, very beautiful name. But wallah, there is no name like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ulama say all the names that are given to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, all of the names are no match to this name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allama Qastalani rahmatullah alayhi, the one who's written a masterpiece work in Seerah, a great scholar, Allama Qastalani rahmatullah alayhi says, this name Muhammad was reserved exclusively for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam 2000 years before Allah Pak had created anything in his creation. Kitna zabardast na. How beautiful. That is why, main pyar se keh raha hu with love. My brothers, when you have your names, especially the name Muhammad, don't call somebody Mo if his name is Muhammad. Kya hai? Don't call him Mo. Have the love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and call him Muhammad. Call him Muhammad. We make mistakes, but we can learn. Why you are calling him Mo? And in fact, we should not even be calling somebody whose name is Abu Bakr as Abu. And we as Muslims should get into the habit of calling people by the first name. What is it? By the first name. Because that is his name, that is his identity. And that is the tartib, unless he has a kunniya. But we should not break and spoil and give funny names and, you know, nicknames and shorten the names. So these are all the things that are contrary to Sharia. All the things that are contrary. Otherwise, what will happen is that we will lose our beautiful heritage, this Islam that Allah has given us. Slowly, everything will vanish. One of the reasons today, sadly, you'll find, alhamdulillah, the barakat of the Quran, the Arabic language is preserved. But nowadays, when you go in the Arab part of the world, sometimes they say to me that, Maulana Sahib, you know Arabic, so speak to this person. But I can't understand a word he is saying. The slang that they speak, what is it? It's not the real Fusha Arabic that they speak. What is it? Ma ko moya, and the Egyptians, forgive me if there's any, Iza gha anasrullah. What do they say? What do they say? Iza gha'a, the jim becomes the ghain. So hagi, what do they say? So a lot of the times the problem is when we don't, that's why, alhamdulillah, in our Indo-Pak culture, there is great emphasis in tajweed. What is it? The art of tajweed. Why? There is great hikmat, there is great wisdom in tajweed. Not only is it about pronouncing the words correctly, but it is also about preservation. It is so much more than we can ever think of. So alhamdulillah, this name Muhammad is so important. And we need to keep this name Muhammad here. We love him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Especially in the times of fitna. When you're sitting, read durood. This narration is in Ibn Asakir. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, in his last days, he spoke to his son. And he said to his son, Anta khalifati min ba'di, O my son, you are my naib and successor after me. You are my successor. And then a father, when he talks to his son, it's something very important, a bequest, a wasiyat that he is giving. And he said to his son, he said, my son, listen to me. Kullama dhakarta Allah fadhkur ala jambihi ithma Muhammad. That every time you take the name of Allah, every time you take the name of Allah, then with the name of Allah also take the name Muhammad. Also take the name Muhammad. Now we are going back to the first man. Where are we going back? Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He is saying to his son, when you take the name Allah, also take the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. How does Adam alayhi salam know? When he is the father of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he also gave dalil, proof. He said, my son, I had the opportunity to see things up in the heavens which you have not had an opportunity. فَرَأَيْتُ عَلَىٰ قَوَائِمِ الْأَرْشِ رَأَيْتُهُ مَكْتُوبًا عَلَىٰ سَاقِ الْعَرْشِ Muhammad. That I have seen, it is engraved towards the lower section of the arsh, the name Muhammad. Where the arsh of Allah is, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is written also in very beautiful calligraphy. The name of, so Adam alayhi salam was a very intelligent man. And he started to think that whose name can be on the arsh of Allah? Only that person who is very close to Allah. Someone who Allah loves and who is very beloved, a great Nabi. So he was giving advice and nasihat to his son that look, you know, the key to success is that you want something to open up. Take the name of Muhammad, and the father is saying, for me it seems that the name Muhammad attracts the mercy of Allah. And this is the truth. What does the name Muhammad do? Muhammad, and this, who is this Muhammad? Who? Bolo, Umar sahab, our Nabi. Muhammad is who? Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attracts the rahmat of Allah. That is why, if you do dua and don't mention the name Muhammad, your dua is not accepted. Every durood has got the name of this ism, Muhammad in it. Muhammad is in there. Is it not there? The janaza namaz that you are wishing now, that this person, Allah give him jannat. You want the rahmat of Allah to be attracted and for it to come. Then you are reading Durood Sharif in the dua. Are you not reading Durood Sharif? Every way you go. Our ulama have mentioned that if you are traveling and there is turbulence, what is there? Turbulence. Read Durood Sharif. What should you read? Durood Sharif. Whether you're up, whether you're down, water may be hot, turbulence ho, up, hawa mein, read Durood Sharif. Read any dua, but ulama have mentioned, even read Durood Sharif. Durood e tunajjina, all these durood are there. Read Durood Sharif immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you. Subhanallahil azim. That is the barakat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in this name Muhammad. It is so important. So important, my respected brothers and elders. Hazrat Ka'ab ibn Ahbar, he is, inshallah, if you can just bear with me, I know you are tired, or aapka bhi kusur nahi hai, raat din bahut lamba hai. Hazrat Ka'ab ibn Ahbar, he is known to be one of the greatest Jewish scholars, one of the greatest Jewish scholars to have embraced Islam. His father was a great Yahudi alim. And his father had portions and parts of Torah which other even scholars did not have, the Jewish scholars. And he had written everything down. One day the father said to his son, Beta, look, these are sections of the Torah. Hide it, keep it away. They are very, very important notes. And that whenever you are alone, then read it and study it. And he put it away. Ka'ab himself was a learned scholar. As in, he was educated. That's why his name, surname, well, it's not his surname, he's known as Ahbar. Ahbar is the plural of Hibr. And Hibr in the Arabic language means ink. So he was a man who would always write. He was a great scholar. So he says, when my father passed away, and then by that time everybody was talking about Islam, he opened up the cupboard to read what was in the papers, in the Torah that was rolled up, and he started reading. And in the Torah, it gave him information of the last Nabi that was to come. The last Nabi that was to come. And this Ka'b ibn Ahbar says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed from all of his prophets, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the birth date of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he do? Allah had informed Musa alayhi salam when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come, and in which location, which area, and the timing. So Musa alayhi salam was well aware of this. And this was written in the Torah. And then Musa alayhi salatu was salam had informed this to the most pious and elite rabbis and scholars amongst the Banu Israel. So the Banu Israel knew exactly of the coming of that last Nabi. And this information was given to them by who? Musa alayhi salam. And the name specifically was? Muhammad. The name specifically was Muhammad. Subhanallah. And my respected brothers, it is said that from then on, all of the Jewish people were doing hijrat slowly. And before the birth of Huzur alayhi salam, we had seen this influx of Jewish migration in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Now, doesn't it seem strange? A community that is so rich, and all of them were business people, they would rather settle in the city of Makkah. Where would they settle? Because Makkah was the center of business. Makkah was the center of business, but no. All of a sudden, the Jewish community, all of them, they were there, and the entire business control was in their hands. They had the monopoly of everything. In Madinatul Munawwara. From water to khajur to leather to gold, everything was in their hands. The Banu Qaynuqa, the Banu Nazir, the Banu Qurayza, all of them were there. And they were there waiting and awaiting for the last Nabi to come. That is why historians have mentioned that they were also influencing Mushrikeen in Makkah. The Mushrikeen of Makkah, that the last Nabi is going to come. And because they were learned people, and from one scholar to another scholar, this name was also given to them. Remember, this name was not kept by anybody. Allah did not give the hidayat for this name to anybody. But just before the birth of Huzur alayhi salam, some of the Arabs from Makkah, they decided that let us now name our child Muhammad. Possibly if we name him Muhammad, who knows, he might be the Nabi. So ulama have mentioned, before the coming of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in total only 7 children were named as Muhammad. How many? Only 7. From Adam alayhi salam to the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody was named Muhammad. But just before, and this was because of the influence of the rabbis, the mushrikeen felt that, you know, we've got enough information now that we are Arabs, that possibly that last Nabi could be from us, from my progeny, from our tribe. So, you know, we've got nothing to lose. Muhammad is an Arabic name. It's a beautiful name. So let us name the children. 7 in total. But Allah ki shan, none of them ever claimed to be a prophet. None of them ever claimed to be a prophet. And in one seerah kitab, in kya naam hai uska, Hilya, it is mentioned that there was a Jewish man in Makkah whose name was Yusuf. Whose name was Yusuf. Such was the information that was given to them. And that they would look at the stars, and they had that knowledge. And they were masters of astronomy. That the night before the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yusuf, this great scholar, was walking around in Makkah. And he went to all of the tribes and asking them that has a child been born? Has a child been born? And everybody was saying no. Until in the morning, he was informed that there is only one child that is born, and that is the grandson of Abdul Muttalib. Everybody knew Abdul Muttalib. So they would say he is the grandson of Abdul Muttalib. He says he's the grandson of Abdul Muttalib, and he knew Abdul Muttalib was a noble man, very handsome man. So he went to see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Yusuf the rabbi, when he saw the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started screaming and he said, I swear by Allah that this boy is Khatamun Nabiyyin. That this boy is Khatamun Nabiyyin. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept great barakat also in this name Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. There's much that can be said, and inshallah we will cover as many names as we can, especially the name Ahmad, Mahmud, Khatamun Nabin, a lot of the names that are there. But subhanallah, let us conclude here and let us value this connection that Allah has given us, that our connection is with the greatest Nabi. Understand that, the greatest Nabi. Everyone wanted to be with this Nabi. Allah Pak has chosen us. Allah has chosen all of us here, the Muslims of Masjid Umar, the Muslims in Leicester, subhanallah, all of us. Imagine we are an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate we are. And so our children must understand this. And we must also aim to make amal on the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and learn more and more about this great Nabi. So when we have more information, inshallah ta'ala, more love will come. And my also request to the brothers is, brothers, please come to our Duru session, and if you can make an effort, invite 2-3 people to come. So the more people that come, more people will benefit. More people come, more people will benefit. Dekhe, hamare tablighi jamaat wale kitna acha kaam karte hai. What do they do? Very nice work. And what they do? They never do elan, nothing. But they understand their responsibility. What do they do? They understand the responsibility. Anybody, they will invite, bhai, we have to go, that we have to go, we have to go, we have to go. Bring this responsibility inside us. This responsibility is the responsibility of every Muslim. Amar bil ma'aruf, nahi anil munkar. Ha? If a person is going to another dars somewhere else, then it's fine. Alhamdulillah. At least he is benefiting from another scholar. That is not an issue. But if he is not going anywhere, and mashallah, if you feel that it's easy for a person in English for him to understand, then bring as many people as you can. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. Imagine somebody comes and listens, and he makes amal on one sunnat for the rest of his life. You brought him, Allah will give you that sawab zindagi bhar. So let us not just be that, okay, I will come. Inshallah, bring as many people as we can. This will be of great benefit. Allah Pak har ek ko tawfiq de. Inshallah, ek minute ke liye aankh band kar le. And inshallah, let us do muraqaba. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله اس مجلس میں يا الله جتنے بھی لوگ ہیں يا الله تھکے ہوئے ہیں پریشان حال ہیں يا الله اپنے چھوٹے بچوں کے ساتھ بھی آئے ہیں یا اللہ ان کے اس بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما اللہ رزق کے دروازے کھول دے اللہ بیماریوں سے ہمیں نجات دے اللہ کریم ہمیں خوشحالی کے ساتھ زندگی بسر کرنے کی توفیق دے اللہ ہماری دنیا بھی اچھی ہو قبر بھی اچھی ہو آخرت بھی اچھی ہو اللہ کریم ہم سب کی تو مغفرت فرما دے اللہ کریم ہماری پوری نسل میں لوگ ایمان والے ہو اللہ کریم کوئی بھی مرتد نہ ہو کسی کا بھی ایمان کمزور نہ ہو اللہ کریم ہر ایک کے ایمان کو تو مضبوط فرما اللہ جو اس مجلس میں ہے اور مستورات جو گھر پر سن رہی ہے جس کسی کو جو بھی تکلیف ہو اور جائز ہو یا اللہ تو یا اللہ اس تکلیف کو تو دور فرما اللہ اس تکلیف کو تو دور فرما اللہ کریم تو ہم سے راضی رہے یا اللہ ہمیشہ ہمیشہ کے لیے تو ہم سے راضی رہے وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ وصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین